Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Additional support comes from NPR and NPR member stations.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is jazz vocalist Sharonay Wade. She began singing jazz at age 12 and has built a stellar reputation as a singer, composer, and educator. She's earned numerous scholarships and awards as a student and learned from jazz luminaries such as Carmen Lundy, Cecil Bridgewater, and Christian McBride. Her clear voice and high level of technique landed her first runner-up in the 2010 Thelonious Monk competition, and she followed this success with her debut album, Love Walked In. Now she's making a name appearing at prestigious music festivals and venues nationwide, including the Kennedy Center and Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. It's a pleasure to have her here today. Sharonay Wade, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you very much.
You are a musical chameleon. You sing standards, but you do them in so many different ways. Do you ever have trouble deciding where to aim?
Well, what I like to do is to try to do something different every time, to either phrase differently, improvise differently, so that it feels like a constant, moving, organic being of its own. Now, I don't know if I just answered your question or not.
You absolutely did, because that's the thing about music is that mm-hmm. it does take us someplace.
Yeah.
And sometimes we feel like we're riding along for the trip and mm-hmm. we're going to see where it goes but may not know the destination.
Especially when the musicians change. And that's what I experience a lot. I'm constantly playing with different talented cats, and what they bring to the arrangement that I have is always different. And so I get an opportunity to hear, oh, it can go here. Oh, yeah, it can go there. And then go along that little ride, that little journey, and it opens up the concept even more. So,
well, most entertainers, I find, singing the same songs over and over again, as we do if we're promoting a CD or some other project, I tend to get into a certain kind of groove where I will evolve a routine or a way to sing a song. Do you ever say, oh, I've just got to change this up tonight? Or do you always just sort of start it and say, let's see where it's going to go?
It depends on the level of my nerves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big deal.
So if I'm feeling like, okay, today is a day where I probably want to stay pretty much home base, then I'll do what I know works, and there'll be a few spaces in there that I'll allow myself to go ahead and, you know, take a little risk. And then there are other days that I'm feeling so comfortable with the band. Like I have Oscar, I have a relationship with him for over, I don't know, about 10, 12 years now.
This is Oscar Perez, who's your accompanist for
yes.
this program today.
Yeah, yeah. So with him, I know he knows. He understands where I might be going, and we can play over there. So it feels more comfortable to do that with people you know. And so when they are there, I go on that trip. I tend to feel more adventurous, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes when you're with someone or a new set of musicians, you have to kind of learn them. Like you're becoming friends for that moment, that performance. And so you have to make sure you make room for these new personalities. And so sometimes staying home base and learning people is important too. So I kind of feel it out as I go along.
I'd like to ask you to perform something live here in the studio. And you have, it seems to me, a connection with Thelonious Monk.
Yes, I love Thelonious Monk.
When I was a kid discovering his solo piano recordings, I'd never heard anything like it. And
yeah.
it was that experience of at first being completely jarred by the dissonances in his music and then coming to love them and crave them.
Exactly. I mean, he's so playful. And yet, I mean, there's so many dynamics to his sound, his approach. And I think when you listen to The Loneliest Monk, it reminds you to take risks and that everything doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful, you know? So, and that's really important to me as a vocalist foremost, you know, but even in life, you know, even in life, everything doesn't have to be perfect.
Yet, don't we always strive for perfection?
I know, we do. I'm the worst.
Not worse than me. Well, would you sing a composition by Mr. Monk called Blue Monk, and it has a lyric by Abby Lincoln?
Absolutely, I'll do it.
Being alone, life is your own, but sometimes the cost is very dear. Being complete, knowing defeat, keeping on from year to year after year after year. It's gonna take some doing. Monk of Rain's a slow, slow train. Trial and error, loss and gain. Life is a school, lest you're a fool. But the learning brings you pain. Now it just at once, you're just a dunce. Trial and error, loss and gain. It takes that doable Montgomery's the blues I hear. Keep it on from year to
That is Blue Monk, performed by our guest Sharonne Wade with Oscar Perez at the piano. I have to say, Sharonne, I've never heard that lyric before.
Really?
Nope.
Well, I did fudge a little bit, but yeah, Abby Lincoln sang that. She sings a slow version of it. It's really kind of, it's like, oh yeah, this is true. Being alone. Life is your own. You're depressed.
Well, music is cathartic.
Yes, it is.
When you sing a standard, I know that you have a desire to do something unconventional with it, mm-hmm. but appropriate for the song. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing you look at when you approach a song? Is it some people are attracted by music, by lyric, rhythm, whatever. I'm curious what your process might be.
How do I pick a song?
Yes.
Usually it's the story. It's the lyric. If I think the lyric is clever or if it moves me, that's how I get pulled into that song.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, it'll be a melody, but still it's lyric for me.
I'd like to play a selection from your Love Walked In CD. It's another Thelonious Monk composition.
Great.
And it's called I Mean You.
No, I mean you.
I mean us. Here it is.
I ain't got no best bill of goods to sell. Ask me who I'm talking about. I tell you, you. Who's the one that's got me dizzy and turned round, going upside down? Who's that got me in a tizzy? You know who. I mean you. Who inspired this emotion? I'm on sound. Round and round, motivated this devotion. You know who? I mean you. I mean you. You did the dirt. I mean you. One look and I got hurt. Yeah, you put a hurting on me, and I'm glad I show a man who's the one I always turn to. You know who? I mean you.
Our guest, Sharonne Wade, performing I Mean You by Thelonious Monk, lyrics by John Hendricks from her Love Walked In CD. You sing a lot of songs that are part of what we call the Great American Songbook.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Rodgers and Hart song that I know you're going to sing in a moment. Do you immerse yourself in periods of Rodgers and Hart or Cole Porter, go through song books and sort of try and immerse yourself in the catalogs of certain writers, or do songs come to you as they come?
Generally, songs come to me as they come, but recently I have become, for example, obsessed with Sondheim. I've been listening to Company, right?
Mm.
So then this is making me want to go find out all the Sondheim songs, and I'm realizing I know more than I thought. Mm. So it kind of just depends on the mood that I'm in or whatever obsession that I'm about for that time period. But most of the time, I'm listening to vocalists. So say, for example, Shirley Horn.
Oh, man.
I'll have a Shirley Horn week. And, you know, I'm listening to everything that I have, and I'm...
You're immersed in it.
I'm immersed.
Yeah.
And then there might be some songs in there that I go, oh, yeah, yeah. Wow, all right. I want to try my hand at that. I forgot about that song. I need to do that song on the next gig, you know? That's kind of more so how it goes.
How you find them.
Yeah.
How did you find I Didn't Know What Time It Was?
Betty Carter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Years ago. But yeah, I learned it from her, from listening to one of the records. I don't remember which one it was.
Would you sing it for us now?
Sure. I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know the day you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was. And I swear it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad and yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say I'm your own. I didn't know the year life was no prize. See, I wanted love and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, I know what time it is.
I Didn't Know What Time It Was, performed by our guest Sharonne Wade with Oscar Perez at the piano. I'd like to ask you and Oscar to perform one more selection for us.
Sure, sure.
It's a song that's always been a favorite of mine that was written by Julie Stein and
really?
Comden and Green. Yes.
Your favorite? I didn't know.
It's one of my favorites because I knew Julie Stein, who wrote the music
cool.
of the song just in time. And he said that he wrote it to write a very economical tune just to see what he could do with a couple of notes. That was the whole idea. It was sort of like a little mathematical trick to see if he could do it with those two.
I like it.
So I'm excited to hear what you're going to do with it right now.
Aww.
Sharonne Wade with Oscar Perez at the piano.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. And now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, for I found my way.
Now that was wonderful.
Thank you.
I love the way your vocalization played off the rhythms of what Oscar was playing. So that was really great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It has been a great pleasure to
speak
to you and to hear your music. Thank you so much for doing Song Travels, and I so look forward to seeing what your next projects will be.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a wonderful time.
Thank you. All the best.
To hear the full Song Travels broadcast, tune in to your NPR station. Visit npr.org to find a station in your area. Support for Song Travels comes from NPR and the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. Song Travels is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Learn more about the artists and music on the series by visiting our website, scetv.org/songtravels.